Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
How about that breaking news? What's up and welcome back. Grant and Danny on the Fan. You can blow out the attorney we were going to talk to about Dan Snyder. With all due respect, we will chat with him in the future. We got business to tend to because Terry McLaurin is getting paid. Welcome in our Richmond audience, 910 AM, 105.1 FM, everyone else all over D.C. We have been discussing this for months. Would they be able to get a contract in place with McLaurin? What's taking so long? Why didn't they start making offers earlier? We all said as long as they got something done before training camp, who cares about how we got here for the most part? Well, the contract is reportedly in place. McLaurin getting a three-year extension, $71 million. This will kick in after this season because he's already under contract, obviously, for this, the final year of his rookie deal. So he's under contract with the team for four more years starting this coming year. The deal is going to pay him $23.6 million in annual average value. Now, the numbers that I care the most about, we don't know yet. I would imagine for him to only sign a three-year deal, less in terms of money and fewer years than we've seen some of the peers in his class looking for and already getting in Brown's case. I bet you it's a higher guaranteed money number.
That was what I was going to bring up. So your threshold, your top is Cooper Kupp, all 75 milli guaranteed. Tyreek Hill, 72. Stephon Diggs, 70. Davante Adams, 65 and on down. I would suspect he tops 60 million in guarantees because the team gets something out of this. Terry McLaurin is not 24 years old. He doesn't make your top 25 under 25 list because he's 26, entering his age 27 season. You do the math, you've got him under contract for 4 years. He'll be 31 at the end of this deal. So in order to help offset that, maybe not having extra years or wanting to commit sort of beyond that, you give him more guaranteed in terms of his annual average value, his signing, et cetera, putting him in the upper echelon. I think everybody benefits there. Good for the team right here. Again, we haven't seen the terms of guaranteed money and the like, just speculating here at this point, but they gave off this air of confidence. They told us they had it under control. They were right. I was wrong. Good for you, Commanders.
Yeah, this was a no-brainer. This had to be done, and this is what you have to do, is sign and retain your best young talent and keep your best people in your building, and they have done that. So without further ado, I want to open up the MGM National Harbor listener lines at 800-636-1067 because we've spent so much time speculating and opining and surmising, and we've asked you guys for your opinions for so many weeks that we would be remiss now if we didn't get your thoughts as this is breaking and developing. And if you're just jumping in your car, McLaurin under contract for a three-year extension beyond this season, presumably then 4 years moving forward with the Commanders for the wide receiver one in the nation's capital. Phone lines are open at 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. McLaurin's three seasons here have been extremely productive. In his rookie year, he didn't play in two games and still ended up with 919 yards. Would have easily surpassed 1,000. He was averaging close to 70 yards per game. So based on those averages, Danny, he would have been around 1,050, close to 1,100 yards in his rookie season. In 2020, he went for a career high, 87 catches and 1,100 yards while catching four touchdowns. And then last year, his third season, first time he has played in every game, didn't miss any time. Regressed in terms of receptions, 77 catches, also fewer yards than two games fewer the year before when he had 1,118, but he went for over 1,000 in back-to-back years. And there just aren't that many receivers in the game who, at 26 years old, drafted in the third round, without quality quarterback play, have gone for 1,000 yards in back-to-back years, 900 yards in three straight seasons, when the litany of passers who have thrown to this guy include backups, third-stringers, street free agents. I mean, there's not a single guy who's been anywhere near throwing for 4,000 yards who he's had a chance to work for. So this is a star, and you just have to wonder, what might it look like for Terry McLaurin if he could actually play with an upper echelon quarterback? If Wentz is really good, or lo and behold, a year from now, they strike gold in the draft and they bring in one of the premium QBs in the class and they move on from Carson Wentz, then what could he become? We've never seen him elevated by a passer, and he's already really good. The best is still ahead of this guy as he gets more help and contributions from a quarterback.
I co-sign that, and I also add in, what would it be like if there were other options on the offense? His career season, the next best option was a guy that wasn't particularly good for the first half of the season because he was learning to play tight end. You're talking about a guy out of the backfield being the second best pass catcher in 2020. Now the design is you've got some options. The target share was still there, 130 targets last season, but only a paltry 77 catches. Just over 59% balls thrown to him were actually end up completed. And it ain't because he dropped the whole bunch. It's because they had inadequate quarterback play. I shudder to think the video game stats that this guy could possibly put up if he had a good situation. You've taken care of the weaponry part, again, on paper, by adding Jahan Dotson opposite him. Curtis Samuel, again, in theory. You added a pass-catching tight end in the draft. Another between-the-tackles thumper to maybe allow Antonio Gibson more of a pass-catching role. But having other options, I actually think, would benefit him greatly. Not necessarily in target and catch volume, but in the efficiency of those catches, right? I mean, you go to, for a guy, remember, opposing defenses that were pretty good through the stretches last season. Remember, he was going entire halves without getting a single target. He had like a couple games where he had 2-3 catches. And for an offense that was anemic, I just can't live with that. I'll force feed Terry McLaurin before I go with other options. And that was one complaint I think both of us had about Scott Turner at times last year. But the sky's the limit for this dude. I think we're a good situation away from seeing him treated a lot differently in terms of NFL circles and respect.
So here's your numbers that we were looking for. Adam Schefter just had these come out. And again, if you're just hopping in, Grant and Danny reacting right now, live and local. Terry McLaurin, 3-year contract extension. We have been waiting for this. This is the biggest story of the offseason. And today's the day, June 28th, becoming one of those dates to remember if you're a Commanders fan. So the question was, what kind of guarantees, right? What's the structure of this deal that they get done? The new 3-year extension for McLaurin includes $28 million in signing bonus. So you get that put in pen to paper. That's your guaranteed upfront money. That is the largest signing bonus ever given to a wide receiver. So you get him for fewer years and a little bit less money than we thought. Might be 4-100 or 5-125 or close to that if he got top of the market cash, right? He said, no, I'll work with you. I'll take a little bit less money per year, 23 instead of 26, 27. I'll take a little bit less in terms of years. Number one, he probably may still want to get out of here if nothing changes in the next couple of years. But here's what you can do to make it work for me. Guaranteed money makes the world go round. So $28 million at signing bonus, largest ever given to a wideout, and 76.4% of the new money in the deal is guaranteed. 76%. Generally speaking, when you see a big contract in the NFL, the math used to be to expect about half of it is guaranteed.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, you could even see 55 or 60% of it guaranteed if a player has some leverage. That's a huge percentage of guaranteed money in this deal. According to Adam Schefter, 76.4% of the new money, meaning the 3 years and the $71 million fully guaranteed at signing for McLaurin. The deal contractually tying him to Washington through 2025. So to that I say, good for McLaurin, good for the Commanders. It seems like pretty much everybody got what they needed or wanted here. And you don't have to worry about this. You check this box and you move along. Attaboys all the way around, as far as I'm concerned.
So just my rudimentary back of the napkin math here has $54 million in change in guarantees. Right,
so out of the 71.
Out of the 71, if that 76% is to be
a huge percentage.
It is. So that's, again, the accounting with these NFL deals is always so funky. Some are guaranteed, some are practical guarantees. I never know what. I just let the smart people handle this. So that slots him just behind A.J. Brown in terms of overall guarantees. Now, A.J. Brown has another year on his deal that McLaurin doesn't. So for the you know, if you're breaking it down, guarantees per year, McLaurin's done very, very well there. In terms of overall guaranteed over the life of the deal, again, slightly more than Mike Evans, slightly less than A.J. Brown, who just signed his deal this offseason. But again, it's only 3 years, adding on to this year where he's already under contract. That's a massive thing. Because again, I think his age sort of affected everybody's thinking in this. McLaurin, his perspective, a little bit more money there. I have a chance to have one more bite at the apple as a 30, 31-year-old for the team. We may not want that fifth year. We may not want those kind of extra seasons where we're not really sure where we're going to be at that point. You know, we don't want you to be someone else's problem once our regime is out of here or something to that effect. So it worked for everybody. This, again, very sensible. This is how compromise happens. Seems as if everybody did a pretty good job here. And again, kudos to the team. I did not think we'd be here at this point.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be closer to training camp, a la John Allen. But with some of the blowback and maybe just the way that this was being reported on, and maybe give credit to McLaurin and his agents for some of the pressure that was being applied, they got this thing moving and they got it done. Over $23 million per year. It's about where we thought it would come in. I thought it might be a little bit closer to 25, but you and I were kind of assuming somewhere in that 22 to 24 million range was a sweet spot. He would try to maybe get 25 because A.J. Brown got that, but he's going to end up almost certainly getting a higher number in guarantees than Brown got, which may have been the priority for him. 800-636-1067 is the number. 800-636-1067. Let's go to Niles in Arlington on G&D. Terry McLaurin, 3-year contract, sealed and delivered, reportedly. He will be putting pen to paper. What do you think?
I think it's a great thing. You know, you've had an offseason where the team has considerably, you know, pretty much made the bad decision every time. The name change to all the stuff with Snyder, and now, you know, this whole saga is over. So it's really the first good thing in the year of 2022 to happen to the Washington Commanders. Getting Terry McLaurin done, it's a great deal for both sides, in my opinion. If Terry McLaurin does well over the next 3 years, he can go to the Washington Commanders and say, hey, I want more money, and the Commanders can't say, well, we'll wait a year or two. They're going to have to act on it. But for the Commanders, it's great for them because if he falls off a cliff, they can get out of that deal pretty early. You know, without, say, having the A.J. Brown contract or even these bigger contracts like Tyreek Hill and Devontae Adams, who are 5 years and like $138 million or whatever it was. But, I mean, it's a great deal for both sides. I'm glad McLaurin's going to be staying in D.C. for a little longer. Hopefully Wentz is the answer at quarterback for McLaurin, and he can get into that top five echelon of wide receivers in the NFL.
Yeah, I don't see him landing in the top five. Appreciate the call. Really well done. I think he's a top 15 guy. I'd have to, you know, put a list together, but I would guess he'd end up for me somewhere in the, you know, 11 to 15, 12 to 16 range or whatever. But he's really, really good. I mean, he is a legitimate, credible, certifiable wide receiver one, which is what you're looking for. This was a no-brainer. You pay guys like Terry McLaurin because the entire point is to find guys like Terry McLaurin. And it's hard to, especially in the third round. But you won the lottery. You did the hard part, Danny. You went, you bought the ticket, you came home, and it says you made thousands. Cash the damn ticket. You drafted McLaurin. He is a mensch. He's an all-time human being. He's a leader in the locker room. He's the kind of guy you want your daughter to marry. At a position where everybody's a diva, he does everything right. Everything right. He cares about the squad as much as he cares about himself. He has always put the team first every step of the way until this offseason when it was time to get paid. And understandably, he did everything he should have in terms of holding out at minicamp and not showing up and risking injury. No issues with that. Now guess what he does? He falls right back in line. He becomes Terry McLaurin again. And you have sent a critical message in your locker room, which Ron Rivera said was important.
Yeah.
If you become a core commander, God, that sounds weird. If you become one of the guys we want to build this thing around, John Allen, we will take care of you. Terry McLaurin, I will take care of you. Do what I say. Act like we want you to off the field. Be a good teammate. Be a great player, and you will be rewarded for it. Allen got paid like an elite defensive lineman, has since made a Pro Bowl. Terry McLaurin just got a record amount of signing bonus money at the wide receiver position, something Devontae Adams and Tyreek Hill and A.J. Brown this offseason didn't get. He wasn't going to get paid more than those guys, but you can make it work. You can get creative.
You could find something where, hey, you are the top, you alpha, you guys that are super competitive.
I am always annoyed by the conservative nature of this front office and the inability sometimes to spend and to be aggressive, but they have shown me something here. That
agreed.
They were able to not only get this done, I mean, to me, that was a foregone conclusion. I always assumed they were going to. But that they were able to find a way to make Terry happy mm-hmm. while not paying crazy money. I mean, they didn't pay, quote unquote, like market money. It's a little bit smaller deal than maybe you would have thought. And they're just guaranteeing him more of it, which if he's in your plans and you don't have a lot of worries or concerns about someone, why wouldn't you do that?
So a couple, you know, again, tips of the cap here to Ron Rivera, the Martys, the Commanders, et cetera. I thought there was hubris. I thought there was arrogance here. And I thought it was happening on two fronts because I didn't think it was a done deal the way that you did. I thought what was happening was twofold. One, we know what we're doing. We got this. He's not at minicamp. We know what we're doing. We got this. It's the same as John Allen. It's not. The wide receiver market exploded. I thought they ran over their skis. I also thought there maybe was something to the fact that they didn't draft the guy, that they inherited him, and they want to be seen and viewed as, you know, the smartest guy every time they walk into the room, and they need to feel that it was their thing, their imprint, et cetera. They already paid someone else's guy in John Allen, who, of course, became their guy. Was it really going to happen so seamlessly with Terry McLaurin? And I was wrong on both counts. They figured out a way to get this done smartly. And again, as you've kind of pointed out very well, it benefits everybody involved here, obviously because the team has Terry McLaurin, but because, again, they're not going extra long with a guy that's a little bit older than the guys that are in his same class. I keep harping on that. He'll be 27 this year, whereas A.J. Brown, well, it'll be entering his age 25 season. And a couple of the guys on this list are, you know, again, have the same league experience, but are 23, 24 years old, or sometimes 22. So I think that's a big deal. And the team did this right. You know what I mean? Like, despite all the business of the offseason, what seemed like ages when he's not at this OTA, or he's at this OTA and he leaves town, he's not at this mini camp, and, you know, we're sitting here looking at these stories through a microscope over the course of the league year and the big picture, where we're not even really, you know, training camp is still in the distant future. This got done earlier than I thought. I thought this would be dragging into training camp, and it would be the story of training camp, or the non-story, whatever you want to call it, that was hanging over the team. It's not. They got this done, and I'm really impressed, I'll be honest with you. I'm eating some crow here, so good for them.
Somebody tweeted me here, and you can hit us up at Grant H. Paulson at Funny Danny. Don John said, this is a distraction. Do not take this bait. And to that I say, this is the biggest football story of the offseason for this football team. I care about this football team way more than I care about anything else that involves the Commanders. And Terry McLaurin being retained and kept here is a massive story. That is the number one story of the offseason from a football standpoint, which is not to trivialize the important things that are going on off the field within this organization. But we can walk and we can chew gum. This day was not guaranteed, even if we all kind of expected or most of us predicted it was going to happen. We weren't sure. They could have screwed this up. He could have been elsewhere. They could have traded him in a month because things got sideways. The most popular player on the team, the most important player to this offense, the best player on the club for the last few years, has been re-signed at not only a decent rate, but on a really kind of sharp, creative, unique contract structure. So I'm not going to, quote-unquote, not take the bait. We're going to do our job and react to this because I don't think there's a bigger football story for the Commanders than this one this month. What Carson Wentz becomes at quarterback, maybe in the big picture, is a larger story, but there's nothing he can do in late June into July
right.
to answer that.
This was the most outstanding piece of business. This was the thing that had to happen, and it was kind of their offseason crossroads.
800-636-1067. Dickie's in Charleston. Dickie, you're on Grant and Danny. How are you?
Good, boys. How are we doing?
Good, pal.
It's a great day, man. We're doing well.
House Oversight Committee, you say. Let's re-sign him. But in all seriousness, I think McLaurin's a top five wide receiver in the league. He deserves more money. Heineke almost got him killed 7 times last year.
At least.
The guy deserves twice the money we got. But I love the show, guys. Hail to the Commanders.
Appreciate you, bro.
Thank you, buddy. Top five in the NFL is look, you're not going to get me, especially today, to say anything bad about Terry McLaurin. But
tough to crack that list right now. This is the golden age of receiver.
Right. I mean, exactly. There are more great receivers right now than there have ever been before. If you're telling me he's top five, you're saying that Davante Adams, Cooper Kupp, Deebo Samuel, Justin Jefferson, Ja'Marr Chase, Stephon Diggs, CeeDee Lamb, Tyreek Hill, T. Higgins. I put him lower. I'm just going through the PFF grades from last year. No, that he's not behind those guys, but it's not worth even figuring out. Like, I'll give you a Bill Simmons top 20, top five receivers of all time. You know how he does that list? Here are my 20 best top five receivers in the NFL right now. Terry's on that list. He's really, really good.
He's a bona fide number one. Is that just our number one? He's a number one. It's an important distinction to me.
But those other guys haven't had to deal with Heinicke.
Yes.
And I hate to say this, the late and tragically, it's awful, Dwayne Haskins and Alex Smith on one leg. Mm-hmm. And it's been worse. I mean,
there's no Garrett Gilbert for
Garrett
most of those guys.
Gilbert threw this guy passes. What are we doing here, Harry? Ryan Fitzpatrick, six throws. As a Commander, everything exploded and you were back to using backup quarterbacks and street free agents. Maybe, just maybe, Carson Wentz going down the field gives McLaurin a chance to catch passes from a grown-up. Case Keenum, is that the best quarterback rapport that he's had? Remember when he was catching those deep posts for 75-yard touchdowns early in his rookie season?
Yeah, that's it. That's the best.
Yeah. 800-636-1067 is the number, 800-636-1067. Terry McLaurin, 3 years, $71 million, guaranteed as a signing bonus, the largest number for a receiver ever, a pretty creative structure, it seems like, for the Commanders. We're reacting to the news with you right now on The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon, now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Five first downs on this drive. Heinicke, end zone, McLaurin, touchdown!
Terry McLaurin is not going anywhere. A three-year extension with the Commanders for $71 million, being reported by Adam Schefter, among others. We'll talk to Brad Spielberger in 32 minutes, PFF's contracts expert. This is a unique structure. Washington giving McLaurin a little bit less money over fewer years maybe than you would have thought. But the way that it works on the player side is McLaurin's fine with that because they gave him more at signing than any receiver's ever gotten as a signing bonus. And they're guaranteeing him 76% of his contract. So think of it almost like when these quarterbacks now, Cousins did this year to year or some others have, where maybe they sign shorter deals. I'll go there for 2 or 3 years fully guaranteed. You're going to pay me $28 million per year for the next 2 years, but I'm going to get all of it guaranteed. So instead of, you know, a five-year contract where I might have made $150 at $30 per, when really only the first 2 years and $60 million are guaranteed, mm-hmm. I'm signing a two-year contract at 28 million times two is 56 million. And all 56 million, 100% of it is guaranteed. And so the numbers might not look as good, but yet you've made 56 million in 2 years, and now you're back on the market in 2 years. So McLaurin, you're potentially making 76% of what they gave you, even if you don't stay the whole time and you're back on the market. So I just think it works for everyone, but we'll let Spielberger, who's smarter than I am, kind of break it all down
when he
joins us in a half hour.
It makes good sense, right? You could do a move, just in theory, I'm not talking about Terry's case specifically, where you go, okay, I need the most overall money, right? Just forget about practical guarantees, forget about anything else. I want to top Tyreek Hill's $120 million. I need the top Davante Adams, $140 million. Well, how much of that are you really seeing? You know, NFL contracts work in terms of cash and cap and allocations and things like that. The guarantees matter. So the guarantees per year of this deal are really, really good when you average it out that way, right? You're talking about $54 million and change. So over 3 years, that's $18 million guaranteed. That's a higher rate than Davante Adams' five-year deal, what he's getting in that regard. So it's the kind of thing where these guys are so competitive and agents are so competitive that you say, look, it's a win. You've won here. You're the highest in this category. Whether that matters to you and me is completely irrelevant. And what matters to the team is they got something that made sense for them. They've got the cap room over the next few seasons to absorb this kind of hit. And you got the player. You got the message sent. Now everybody's happy. We're on a good, you know, an offseason that was in desperate need of some good news. You got some. This is a win for everybody here.
I'm going to confirm this with Spielberger, but I'm pretty sure about this. The three-year deal in new money is after this coming year that he's already under contract for. So a couple people have asked me at Grant H. Paulson, what does this do for the salary cap situation right now and for Daron Payne if, you know, you wanted to re-sign him and freeing up money? I don't think it changes anything, which has always been the point I've made when people say something like, oh, they can't spend money this offseason, they've got to pay Terry McLaurin. Well, Terry McLaurin is already under contract for this year. He wasn't a pending free agent. There's already a value against the cap assigned to McLaurin for this season. That doesn't change. You could restructure as part of a deal. It's not my understanding that that is what happened here. And so the point is, let's just say, for the easiest way to go about this, if McLaurin was under contract for $1 this season, and then you sign him for 3 years after this at $2 a piece, it's like a four-year contract for $7, okay?
Yep.
This year, his $1 figure doesn't change. You're not lowering it to 50 cents and then making up that 50 cents spread over the 3 years after that. So we'll confirm this with the contracts expert, Brad Spielberger of PFF, but nothing should change about their salary cap situation this year. I also don't think they want to or will be re-signing Daron Payne because they've already signed John Allen, the other of the defensive tackles next to him, and they've got Chase Young and Montez Sweat coming up on that defensive line.
Franchise tag opens up for one more year of Daron Payne to open that window, don't you think?
That is how they could keep him if they wanted to.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think a long-term deal is happening. I'm with you. But
yeah, they're not going to pay him, but if they wanted to tag him, they could do that. You know how I feel about the tag in general?
Sure.
And how I feel about the defensive tackle position after paying John Allen? I think that would be a waste of money. But it wouldn't be terrible for a year to do that if Fidarian Mathis doesn't pan out or if it doesn't look like you've got someone in the pipeline who can play really good football. But that would be probably the option if you didn't want to lose him outright to free agency. I've never thought they were going to sign him. Today doesn't really change anything, I don't think. And we can see what Spielberger thinks about that at 4 o'clock. Let's go to Kevin in Arlington on Grant and Danny. Want to get you guys to react. You've been waiting for this day for a while, so I want to give you the floor. McLaurin is re-signed, Kevin. How are you, buddy?
Hey, boys. Well, you know, it's funny. The cynic in me is thinking Mr. Not Involved in Daily Operations got on the phone with Ron and said, get the deal done. But I'm sure that's not what happened, but it did cross my mind. And just another comment, and then I'll get to the positive, and that is, listen to us, how excited we are about what should have been a no-brainer. You know, what the Rams get done within 30 minutes of deciding they want a guy. But I kid. The thing I will say football-wise, kind of geeky-wise, that I'm thrilled about, our wideouts now will be properly slotted and formidable. You've got McLaurin, Samuel, Dotson the rookie, and Sims, 1 through 4. They're all, quote-unquote, healthy, knock on wood, heading into camp. No one's on pup. And so that's very exciting for me in terms of just the football side of it. And I love that it's not so long-term. I think the fact that it's 3 years is brilliant.
I agree.
Me too.
Because he'll be 27 in September, Kevin. Thanks, buddy. I mean, you're paying him for 4 years through his age 30 season. Now, not everyone's going to drop off right at 30, but there is a big difference between a wide receiver at 26 and a wide receiver at 30, probably. And you're getting the prime of his career now under contract. And if he's really good in his age 30 year and he has his best season, then you could re-sign him if you want to. But you have now signed him, having already had him for these 3 years, through basically year 7 of his NFL career, which is what you were looking for. Specific to the wide receiver room and position, I am excited about what they could be, Danny. I mean,
yeah.
Suspend some cynicism for a moment on Curtis Samuel, which I know is one of your passion projects. But Curtis Samuel in Carolina was a really good player, to the point where you desperately wanted him. You screamed about and getting that guy. If he's healthy, if he plays, and I know this sounds crazy. Mm-hmm. I'm not even going to say 17. 15 or 16 games at close to 100%. This year, he is a gadget guy. He is a unique weapon. Scott Turner can move him around, put him in the backfield, put him in the slot, put him outside. He can give you a little bit of positionless Deebo Samuel wide back football. They draft Jahan Dotson in the first round. Maybe it's a slight overdraft, but maybe he turns into, I think he's more of a slot guy. A lot of people think he can be a wide receiver too outside. Maybe he makes 60 catches. Maybe he turns into a really good second option to Terry, and it allows Samuel to be moved around. You've got the speed down the field of De'Ami Brown. You've got the size in the red zone of Cam Sims. You've got your Adam Humphreys light in Alex Erickson that you brought in. You've still got some projects who might turn into something in Dax Milne and Kelvin Harmon. This is a room with McLaurin returned and now to build the whole thing around that you can look at for the first time in a long time and say, they spent assets at wide receiver. They've got some weapons. Carson Wentz is lucky to work with this group. When's the last time you said that about a quarterback?
2016 with Deshaun Watson. I'm sure Deshaun Watson. Deshaun Jackson.
I hope it wasn't Deshaun Watson at wide receiver.
Running routes wouldn't have made sense when he was still at Clemson. Deshaun Jackson, Pierre Garçon, and Jordan Reed. That's now you're finally in that caliber. I'll still take that group over this one, but still, on paper, this is what I've banged the drum for years. I have begged them to do this. There's basically a dividing line in the NFL. Acceptable at the skill positions or unacceptable. Once you're on the acceptable side, you can nitpick about, well, this group's the best or that group or this or that, and maybe we want to improve slightly or tweak here or supplement. They've been on the unacceptable side for offense, quarterback, weaponry for years and seem perfectly content with it. Now they've finally realized that this is where the NFL is and they've done the right things to address it. Now, if Jahan Dotson doesn't work out, I think he actually will. I think it'll be pretty good. But let's say he totally bombs out. Samuel's hurt. It's not for fault of the process, right? It's a right idea on paper. It's easy to dream about this because it's so much better than we've had, again, for the better part of 5 or 6 years here. And having options opposite Terry, it's not just about, you know, your offense being good. It's getting defenses off Terry McLaurin. You don't get the best out of Terry McLaurin when everybody knows that's where you're going. Now there's some mystery to it. So, yeah, I expect his efficiency numbers to skyrocket.
Let's go to Chris, who's in Warrington. You can join us on the MGM National Harbor listener lines. Terry McLaurin reportedly agreeing to a 3-year contract worth $71 million to stay in Washington. 4 years now of McLaurin through his age 30 season for arguably the most underrated wide receiver and possibly offensive player in the NFL. What's up, Chris? How are you?
He's not going anywhere. He's ours. Let's go.
It's not your Terry. He's not our Terry. He's my Terry.
My Terry.
He's Washington's Terry.
Washington's Terry.
Yeah, he's yours, man. We could do love letters to Terry at some point later today if we want to. But
oh, that's something that's in the repertoire.
There was starting to be a little bit of fear that this was not going to work out.
My fear was bigger than yours. I had more than you did.
I don't mean us. I just mean that the if you read the tea leaves on all of this there with fans, there was a little bit of, oh, no. What if this goes sideways?
Mm-hmm.
He's not at minicamp. Like, John Allen was at minicamp last year.
That was my point. I was like, they told me how everything was great, and we had it under control. Is he at minicamp? He's not, right? But they did it. They had it under control. They did have it.
The reason for me that I always felt extremely confident that this was going to get done was that you couldn't have possibly come to the microphone after he wasn't here anymore, if you're Ron Rivera, and given a single reason why. There's nothing you could want him to do on the field that he doesn't do. There is nothing you could want him to do off the field that he doesn't do. And there's quite literally, Danny, no amount of money that you're lacking right now. Mm-hmm. The only thing you could say is we don't believe in paying wide receivers. Well, at that point, you are committing a major faux pas in costing yourself weapons in the future. But you could just say, some teams are going to pay these guys. We're not going to play that game, which would have been a huge mistake. So it was a no-brainer. They didn't really have a shot. 800-636-1067, the number. McLaurin coming back to Washington. 3 years and a little over $70 million. We'll talk to a contracts expert on the structure of the deal at 4 o'clock right here on Grant and Danny.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This dude has played with vagabond quarterbacks so far in the NFL, and no one has realized how good he was.
That's Rich Rebar of Sharp Analytics. Welcome back, Grant and Danny on the Fan. Terry McLaurin has averaged 74 catches for 1,030 yards over his three seasons in the NFL, with possibly the worst quarterback situation in the NFL over that time.
He's in contention.
I mean, there are other teams you could say have had as bad or maybe even, I can't think of them off the top of my head, but maybe even worse quarterback situations. But I promise you there is no receiver the caliber of McLaurin. There is nobody who's averaged 74 catches, 1030 yards over the last 3 years who has dealt with worse quarterbacks than Terry McLaurin. 800-636-1067 is the number. Mark's in Largo wants to hop aboard. What's up, Mark?
All right, and we're talking about who's had the worst quarterback play since Terry McLaurin?
Well, I mean, if you want to go there, yeah. I mean, is there a team that comes to mind that's had worst quarterback play?
Not really. In fact, you have to go in history about that. Let me say this. I think this is a great day for all of us, for all the fans, because we were all kind of pessimistic about this. We thought it would go all the way up, at least for another couple of weeks. but I'm glad they got it done. I think the next moves that we have to really be concerned about now, guys, you got Sweat is coming up next year or late this year. You got Chase Young. This is where we get a little bit tough right now because we don't know whether they're going to keep everybody. But, Danny, you have to give them credit because you've been dogging them for the last 6 weeks.
100%.
You got to give them some credit. And we just go from here, and I think with Carson Wentz, this team can go 13-4, represent the NFC in the Super Bowl. Grant will finally get to see this team play in the Super Bowl. I know he'll be happy. Look, guys, I know y'all think that's crazy. This time last year, did anyone in their mama think the Bengals were going to be in the Super Bowl?
They did not.
Thank you. Y'all have a great day.
I mean, I do. For the record, I would like the court to jot this down in their minutes. I do think that's crazy. However, I want people to be excited. Today is one of the few days this offseason where something has happened that is awesome. You guys deal with a lot of crappy days. Mm-hmm. As fans of this team, we deal with a lot of days where the owner is being questioned by Congress or they're trying to find his yacht. By the way, Danny, where is his yacht? Is it still near France?
Let me get an update. It was in those waters. I will have an update for you in a moment.
Where you want them to sign a linebacker, and they don't. Or where the defensive coordinator gets fined $100,000 for saying something insane. There's all kinds of reasons, as a fan, why it is hard to be a Commanders fan, why they make your life difficult. Today's a good day. So if you want to call in and pop off about 13 wins in a Super Bowl, now's the time, I suppose.
We are off the coast of Corsica Island in France. So still in that same general France area.
Are we
but in between,
or are we anchored?
We're anchored right now in between Monaco, France, and Italy, off the coast of Italy. So it's a very nice little intermediate space there.
That sounds beautiful.
It's really nice.
Is Dan right now cheersing? What time is it over there? Is he clanking glasses? Because you guys hear we got Terry done and a bunch of people just clashing glasses together now?
It's like, I think it's like 6:30 subpoena time, but I don't know the actual time over there. It's like 5 hours, six hours.
Eastern time is subpoena time is there. I think subpoena time is 4 hours ahead of us.
Dodging accountability with the time difference and bad culture. Anyway, yeah, so that's where Snyder's out is. But again, the first point Mark made, I think, is 100% right. I have dogged them. I have not liked the air that was going on. I didn't like the vibe. I didn't, because last time I was told there, don't worry about it. Curtis Samuel played twice and had 6 catches for 9 yards, whatever the hell it was last year. They had this. They had this under control and they got it done. So good for them. They were right. I was wrong. But one thing that I like the most about this, and I know this is, we're fast forwarding to the end here, but bear with me. The length of this contract, a lot of people are kind of looking at that going, well, that's strange. I mean, this is good. I'm glad Terry McLaurin's here. He's here for another 4 seasons, assuming that this year is going to go as it is and this new deal doesn't supersede that. I haven't seen that anywhere, so I'm assuming that that's the case. But just to give you an idea, 30-year-old wide receivers, we're not really doing that anymore. The Tim Browns, the Steve Smiths, the Terrell Owens, the Dez Bryants late into their career, only two of the top 50 yard accruing receivers, wide receivers last year, were north of 30 years old. Two. Tight ends, a different story. You got guys like Zach Ertz and Travis Kelce and a couple others that snuck in there. A.J. Brown and Adam Thielen are the only guys over 30 years old that were in the top 50
Not
in receiving
AJ
yards
Brown.
Last year. What did I say?
A.J. Brown.
And A.J. Green, I apologize.
AJ
I read my wrong okay. A.J. A.J. Green and Adam Thielen, the only guys over 30 in the top 50 in yards gained. This is not the older, you know, receivers game anymore. It's not just guts and guile and great route running. It's, yeah, are you explosive? Can you get by people? Can you get vertical? Can you turn, you know, 10 into 60? I think that's kind of where this game is. And I think the Commanders saw that and said it might behoove us to not go into age 31, 32, 33, lest there be a drop off. We can make a decision then. We could sort of evaluate there for Terry McLaurin's purposes. He gets the big guarantees. He's sort of on top of a couple different heaps when you start accounting for certain things. This is a really smart deal for the Commanders, the way it looks to my rudimentary eyes.
Let's go to Mike in McLean on Grant and Danny. Hey, Mike, how are you? Thanks for the call.
Happy Terry McLaurin signing day. Hey guys, look, this is finally some good news out of the park. I don't understand when there are 31 owners and clubs all around who don't want Dan Snyder around, and he keeps fighting. He goes, I want to be here, and everybody is against him. Virginia, Maryland, D.C. the league office, other owners. It goes on and on and on of people who don't want Dan Snyder around. And they finally, finally got some good news. They finally did something right. So kudos to them for one day. Tomorrow's a new day. They can screw something up tomorrow, but today is Terry McLaurin signing day.
It is a good day to be a Commanders fan. You don't get them very often, but this is certainly one. 800-636-1067. You want to hop in. 800-636-1067. You want to join us on Grant and Danny. We're going to be getting insight on what's going on with Terry McLaurin, including an update on the contract situation with McLaurin. They creatively got something done, but I believe we've got a caller on the line who wants to celebrate the Terry McLaurin contract and staying in D.C. I believe this is John in Ashburn. What's up, John in Ashburn?
Yeah, we're going.
Sounds a little bit like John Allen in Ashburn.
Oh, hi, Mr. Allen, sir.
Hey, what's going on, guys? How you doing?
We're very good.
What a day, man. We are fired up. You got the deal done last year as the best player on the defense. Terry gets the deal done this year as the best player on the offense. It's a good day to be a Commander, huh?
Man, I'm fired up, man. I think when a guy like Terry gets paid, it really just gives you a restored faith in the team that you reward guys to do it the right way. And Terry, I don't think there's a better example of it. So for a guy like Terry to get paid, it means a lot to a lot of guys in that locker room. So I'm fired up. I know he's fired up. And we're just, as a team and an organization, we're just all fired up right now.
How much lobbying were you doing, Mr. Allen? Is that your second career?
Lobbying?
Yeah, doing a little lobbying, trying to convince certain people to sign certain contracts to remain as your teammate?
To be honest, I don't do any lobbying.
I love it.
I feel like when you have a guy like Terry, there's no lobbying needed. Everything he's done on and off the field speaks for itself. And as you see, and there's a reason why he's getting paid as much as he is.
John Allen, a year ago, was in the spot that Terry McLaurin was. He's a local guy, went to Stonebridge High School. We kind of knew he was staying put, and now so is Terry McLaurin. I mean, when you heard this today, you mentioned how important this is. My take all along, John, was paying a guy like you, paying Terry becomes pertinent, not just because you have to keep those people in your building, but it's the sign that if you do things the right way, on the field, off the field, we will reward you. What's it mean that they got creative and did what they had to do? He's getting the most, I think, at signing that a receiver's ever gotten to make sure that this happened here today.
I think it means a lot. I really think it shows him the value he brought to the team. Again, not only on the field, but off the field. And I know a lot of people might not understand that, but when you have a guy as good as he is and as humble as he is and as great of a team leader as he is, you don't let guys like that get out the building. And I'm really glad that he's going to be with us for the foreseeable future.
You touched on it, John. What does he mean to your offense? I mean, just in terms of making you guys go and the impact you can have on opposing defenses.
I mean, he means a lot. We all know that when Terry's out on the field, we're liable to score at any moment from any part of the field. And when you have a weapon like that, that's special. So I'm excited about this upcoming season. Yeah, man, I'm just really glad we got this deal done. Now we can put all this talk behind us. He can come back and be with the guys and build that chemistry and get back to help us win some football games.
That's the key, right? Because last time he wasn't at minicamp, we're all asking what's going to happen, how's this going to work, and now it's behind you. Speak to this coming season for a moment. A lot of listeners who are getting ready for the year, all kinds of nonsense going on in the offseason, but eventually that's all going to subside. You guys are going to be playing in the heat in Ashburn, getting ready for the start of the year at training camp. But what does today do to make you feel better about what lies ahead?
When you have a guy like Terry on your team, it gives you a better chance to win. And at the end of the day, that's what we're all here for. So we're excited. I'm excited, man. I'm really just happy for him, not as a football player, just as a person. I know the kind of guy he is and the good things he'll be able to do to change his life and his family's life. And when you see the guy work as hard as he does, and get rewarded for it, it always makes you feel good.
Yeah, we're all excited, man, just as fans. And I know you guys got to be pumped, too, knowing that he'll be in the building with you here for the next few years. John, appreciate the call, man. Thanks for checking in with us.
Sorry, is that one more time?
I was just saying, thanks for checking in with us, man. I know it's a cool day.
All right. Sorry, I'm on the golf course, and I can barely hear you.
Enjoy it, buddy.
Hey, go swing a couple of your best shots now that you got a little bit of wind behind your sails with Terry re-signing. Thanks for calling.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it.
See you, man.
John Allen from the golf course. Wanting to just check in after the Terry McLaurin contract. Love that.
That ain't bad.
You guys can follow that up. 800-636-1067. If you'd like to, here on G&D, top of the hour next, a PFF draft, a contracts expert on the contract that was drafted up for McLaurin and why it's unique at the wide receiver position. We'll do that next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.